640 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 608X, American State Trials. Brown said he did not know what injury he had done to the folks that they should kill off his family in that way. About 10 or 15 minutes before Brown came to alarm us, I heard two shots go off. Brown said the man had a dark waistcoat and shirt sleeves rolled up above the elbows and black hair. Cross-examined. I should think it was near 5 o'clock when Brown came to us. He told me he found John under the bed. I saw no marks of anything being dragged on the floor. Atherton. Brown several times over stated that evening that he believed it was Robert McConaughey that shot at him. He said it was Robert McConaughey. Benjamin Bear. The first account I had of the matter, Atherton asked me to go over to Brown's. He said Brown had been to him and said he had been shot, and his son John had been killed in the house. The next day, Sunday, early, I went again to Brown's. H. Ricketts and I went to search for the children. On the hill in the oat field, we saw their tracks. We accidentally came upon the boy. He was partly covered up. Inside the field, I saw the girl. She was covered with leaves. Her head was mashed, as with a stone. The stone was there and bloody. We went back to the house and told the others what we had found. I saw McConaughey on Sunday when we came down from the children. He had boots on. These boots would make a similar track. The ones McConaughey had on would have made such a track as those in the field and on the log. Cross-examined. Brown did say on Sunday it was McConaughey. Brown was first suspected and was taken on Sunday night by the people. I saw him tied in the house on Sunday. The reason that he was suspected was that he was rough in his family. When I knew what time Brown came home, I was satisfied he did not do it. R. Fisher. I accompanied Brown from the river to near his house. I prove Brown's statement as to time and swear that I heard two shots soon after I left Brown. Samuel Faust. When Brown passed Brewster's, it was 3:30. I looked at the clock. Rebecca Cornelius. I live 1/2 mile from Brown's house. I saw Brown going home. It was pretty well on to 5:00. I looked at the clock. I heard the shot soon after he passed. Dr. J. G. Leitner. About 9:00 on Sabbath morning, I went to Brown's. I first examined Elizabeth Brown. Her head presented a mass of bruises, a large incision through the scalp behind the head, 2.5 or 3 inches long, another one on the fore part of the head, under the hair, about 2 inches long, one on each side, of smaller size. The skull was not fractured. There were no other marks of violence about her. I concluded she might have been murdered on Saturday in the fore part of the day. Her death was caused by the repetition of blows by a stone or something on the head. The next examined was Jacob. His skull had the appearance of a ball passing from the back of his head and coming out before passing